Some Rosh Hashanah thoughts. One of the themes of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is judgment. From the beginning of Rosh Hashanah to the end of Yom Kippur, God is looking carefully at our lives. He is analyzing us. He's weighing us. Then on Yom Kippur, he makes his final decisions and determinations. He determines if we will live or die in the following year. Now, this is the teaching of Jewish tradition about this time of the year. It's not exactly the teaching of the Bible that God makes those determinations at the end of Yom Kippur, who's going to live or die that year. However, the Bible does teach the same principle, that God judges individuals and nations. He analyzes them, he weighs them, he judges them, and then he may reward or punish them. Now, I'm not God, which is a very good thing, but I do know why he judges individuals and nations, on what basis he judges individuals and nations, deciding to reward them or punish them. And based on what I know, our once great nation is very much worthy of divine punishment. And I think we may be very close to divine punishment. Why? Because our nation has become corrupt. A nation that becomes corrupt is nothing new. Nations are like individuals. Over time, they are inclined, they are prone to become corrupt. In Genesis 6, Moses described the corruption of an entire civilization, the civilization that existed before the flood. God saw that the earth had become corrupt and was filled with violence. God observed all this corruption in the world. For everyone on earth was corrupt. Corrupt, corruption, corrupt. That's a lot of corruption. How does a nation become corrupt? Well, that's easy. All it has to do is ignore God. Our fallen nature and the fallen angels will do the rest. When a nation becomes corrupt enough, it is judged. It can be judged directly by God himself, like the civilization before the flood, or like Sodom and Gomorrah were judged directly by God. Consider these words from God to Abraham. After four generations, your descendants will return here to this land. We were to be in Egypt for a long time, but after four generations, we were going to return to the land of Israel. Because the sins of the Amorites do not yet warrant their destruction. The sins of the Amorites were not quite full yet. And after Israel returned from Egypt, God judged the then fully corrupt Amorites, using the Jewish people to destroy them. When a nation becomes corrupt enough, it can be judged directly by God himself. Or God can judge a corrupt nation indirectly. simply by removing his gracious hand from that nation. He can abandon them to their foolish thinking and let them do things that should never be done, which results in ruination and misery. We are corrupt and ripe for judgment for a lot of reasons, starting with our national corrupt thinking. Our nation used to fear God. Our nation used to honor the word of God. Now the thinking of our nation is dominated by atheism and socialism. Socialism is a foolish ideology that results in corruption and destruction everywhere it's been tried. And yet we have embraced socialism. Our thinking as a nation is corrupt. Our morals are corrupt. Sexual immorality and perversion are the norm. About 20% of the population has a sexually transmitted disease. According to a recent Gallup poll, the percentage of adults in the U.S. who identify as homosexual or lesbian has doubled over the past 10 years to 7%. And it gets worse. 21% of the newest generation who have reached adulthood identify as homosexual or lesbian. 21%. Other evidences of moral corruption. We murder hundreds of thousands of babies in the womb each year. There have been over 300 mass shootings this year so far. 40% of first marriages end in divorce. There's an average of 132 suicides every day. Our morals are corrupt. Our politics and many of our politicians are corrupt. We have money-drenched elections. Many of our politicians are bought and paid for by big money. Career politicians retire as millionaires with fat pensions. Our federal government is corrupt. It's grown to a monstrous size, something the founding fathers never intended, and soaks up much of the wealth of the nation. It's expensive, increasingly oppressive, burdensome, and full of waste and fraud. Our tax system is corrupt. It is way too complicated. Taxes are way, way too high. Last year, people spent more on taxes than on food, clothing, and health care combined. More on taxes than food, clothing, health care combined. There's something very twisted about that. Our judicial system is corrupt. People can spend months or years in jail before they face trial. Those who have enough money to buy the best lawyers can delay or minimize their sentences or even buy a not guilty verdict, like O.J. Simpson did. Our financial system is corrupt. We no longer have free markets. The Federal Reserve manipulates the cost of money, interest rates, which distorts the prices of everything else. They've created bubbles in stocks, bonds, and real estate. Bubbles always burst, as they are right now. Our money's corrupt. It's no longer sound money backed by gold and silver, like the Constitution says it should be, like it used to be, like it should be. No, today's dollar is backed by $31 trillion of debt and a Federal Reserve balance sheet that has bubbled to $9 trillion with more money printing on the way, I am sure. Once a nation goes into debt and starts printing money, that money is doomed. Inflation, which we are now experiencing, destroys the money and the financial system eventually, and great suffering results. The BRICS Alliance of Nations, Russia, China, India, Brazil, South Africa, and others see our national bankruptcy. They have seen how we have weaponized the dollar and the U.S.-based financial system against Russia. We've sanctioned Russia financially and confiscated Russia's U.S. bonds. So the BRICS nations have announced that they are going to launch their own financial system and a sounder currency, and they hope to do so very soon. When they do that, that should have a devastating impact on the dollar and on our financial system. Mark my words. Large parts of our educational system have been corrupted. Many of our children are not being taught well and are not learning well. Some are, but many are not. Many of our schools are grooming our children for a life of immorality and perversion and turning them into good little atheists and socialists. The U.S. has become very corrupt as a nation. What can we do, the faithful remnant, when surrounded by such extensive corruption? We need to be uncorrupt ourselves, righteous, holy. And if we aren't, we need to repent. Turn away, turn around, turn to God. We need to fear God. Respect him. Honor the word of God. We need to courageously take a stand against the corrupt thinking and the corrupt morals of our nation. We need to vote for godly men and godly women who respect godly values. We need to vote for moral issues like voting against the evil Proposition 3 on the November ballot. We need to be wise as serpents. We need to protect ourselves. We need to get some real money, gold, and especially silver, that will survive the corruption of our money that is being increasingly debased. We need to proclaim the good news of Messiah, the one and only Savior, to everyone we can. We need to be bold. We need to be courageous. The gospel is God's method for saving people. Saved people become transformed people. They receive a new godly nature. They receive a new mind. Sinful thinking and sinful practices no longer control them. We need to preach the gospel to everyone we can. And we need to pray for repentance for our nation. But don't expect repentance until judgment comes. That's the history of Israel. Israel repeatedly ignored God and became corrupt And then judgment came. Only then did we turn back to God.